A Prayer to Remember You're Never Alone by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1:8. Among Us is the name of a popular game in my tweens world right now, so the phrase is at the top of my mind. But it's also been an encouraging reminder of the constant presence of Jesus. The world is still battling a pandemic. Theories abound as to the right way to curb the spread, and we're racing to distribute a vaccine so that we can return to our normal lives. It's easy to feel alone today, but we know the truth. Christ is among us. During this time of unrest and unknown, the state of our souls is on full display. If our hope was cemented in people, isolation and quarantine have stripped them from our lives to leave us feeling alone. Many have faced the frailty of human health and the pain of loss. Plans have been canceled, rescheduled, and canceled again. Birthdays and holidays are being celebrated alone for the second year in a row. The loss of control over day-to-day life has left many of us frustrated, anxious, fearful, and depressed. Our faith was never meant to be cemented in anything other than Christ alone. I am the way and the truth and the life, Jesus said. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. The Alpha and Omega means He is the beginning and the end. Jesus was with the Father in the beginning. John wrote, "Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing that has been made was made." John 1:3. We can be confident. God not only knows what's happening on earth, but He remains sovereign and omnipotent throughout all of time. He's in control. God is good. His plans for us are good. And perhaps the hardest for us is the unknown. Though God knows what lies ahead of us, we do not. Matthew wrote, "So you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect Him." Matthew 24:44. It's hard to hold on to hope we have in Jesus when our world is crumbling around us, when everything seems unpredictable and the situation gets worse instead of better. No matter how ardently we're praying for healing and restoration, faith is hard. So we have to let go. The mirage of control is a temptress that will lead us in frustrating circles. We're all called to submit our lives to Christ and allow His power and strength and love to flow through us. When we obediently set down our urge to know, control, and overplan, we experience peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding, even in a pandemic. Let's pray now to remind ourselves that we are never alone. Father, as we meditate on what it means to release complete control of our lives to You, while simultaneously doing the hard work You've called us to do for Your kingdom, we ask for Your peace and clarity. Give us the wisdom we need to navigate this strange life, and let the skills we learn during this time make us holier people who've drawn closer to Christ. Father, remind us to take our thoughts captive and remain close to You through prayer. Though we're literally isolated and quarantined from each other, a way we were never meant to live, Christ is with us. In Him we have the strength, joy, and peace we need to keep moving forward in Your purpose for our lives. Father, You provide for us and sustain us. In a loud world, inspire our hearts to be quiet. May we faithfully and obediently carve time out for You, so You can prepare us for what we do not know is yet to come. And may our hope ever be in Christ alone. He is among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.